Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing. Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing through the night.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Every once in a while, I come across an individual and I get to really take a look at some of the work that they're doing. And my heart gets so filled with compassion that I actually want to go out into the world and do more. Sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough, especially when I look at what the work is of someone like my guest today, Dr. Jean Ochterberg, who is joining us here. And the reason I say that, and I've shared a lot of her information, including authoring over 100 papers, 5 books, and creating imagery and healing. And we're going to hear more about this. And her work has opened up doors and healed people that probably otherwise would not be at the place that they are today. As a matter of fact, some of her awards include Healer of the Year, and she has been featured in Time magazine as one of the 6, are you ready for this, Penny? One of the 6 innovators of alternative and complementary medicine for the coming century. I got to say that again. One of the 6 innovators of alternative and complementary medicine for the coming century. Now, you can be that and sort of sit there and be that, or you could get out in the world and do. And that's what Dr. Jean is about. We are so honored to have her on the show today. And today's show, our focus is on the Kokolulu Cancer Aftercare Retreats. But I have mentioned to her that I must bring her back for a bigger conversation, and one that I'm actually hoping to create a panel, which I hope she will be able to join us. Dr. Jean, I am so honored to have you on the show. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, the privilege is mine. Thank you.
Aftercare, and I know we're talking about Kokolulu Cancer Aftercare Retreats, which is unbelievable, totally fabulous. Didn't know anything existed like that. And as a matter of fact, they have an upcoming retreat July 15th through the 27th. And boy, do I want my listeners to know about that. Let's start out with a conversation about aftercare, because honestly, I'm not sure when aftercare actually begins.
That's a good question, Pat. In our conceptualization of it, it begins after chemotherapy and radiation, when patients are coming back into the world, which is often more difficult than the treatment episode, because the big questions start to be asked, like, how much longer am I going to live? What is my meaning and purpose in life? How can I recapture my energy, myself? And when those questions start to be asked, that's when I believe aftercare starts, because there's another journey then. It's a difficult journey. It's an awesome journey, but it's back into life as we know it.
When you say those words, I am so struck by, and my listeners know this, the loss of my very, very dear friend, Bobby Braden.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the amazing retreat information, and I thought to myself, wow, is there something else we could have done? I mean, you know, is there some way that we could have gotten her some care? And you know those questions. I'm sure you meet lots of people that ask themselves those questions all the time.
Oh, I do. I ask myself those questions because, as you may know, I was given a terminal diagnosis in 1999. Obviously, it didn't pan out.
That's right.
And I had a large ocular melanoma behind my eye, which went into spontaneous remission, they call it, and that was hard. But it was in the years following that I really felt the need for guidance myself in asking the big questions. And so I took what I call a divine appointment on the Big Island of Hawaii, and I studied the healing power of prayer for 6 years, published it. And then I pulled together a wonderful committee to look at the concept of cancer aftercare. And they came in for about 4 days on the big island, and we had many, many ideas that we shared. And the Kokolulu retreat now is actually the second one that we're doing. We did one at Rancho La Puerta, which you may know is a spa in Mexico, which, mm-hmm. which is fabulous. And it was wonderful. So we're revising it a little bit because of the setting in Hawaii. And I don't know if you know this or not, but the Big Island is called the Healing Island.
Yes.
Yeah. And apparently the legend has it that healers would congregate there over the centuries and do initiations and other kinds of things. So just being on the island puts a glow on your face. It's just, it's a healing place, and Kokolulu is where I go when I need to be loved and healed, too.
Well, and you're so right about the Big Island and the healing power. I mean, for me, the minute I step off the plane, and actually before the plane actually even lands.
On the lava field.
Oh, my goodness. It is such an incredible power, an incredible energy.
It is. It's powerful.
Yeah. It's powerful. It's power, and you know it's powerful. And so I'm not surprised that that's where, you know, that's where you went. And that's where some of this all gets created. Now one of the things that you said is that sometimes that you personally go to Kokolulu, and I wanted to ask you about the retreat center, and I wanted to ask you about what sets it apart.
Well, I think the sheer beauty of the environment and the loving care of Lou and Karen, who own it and run it. I do the teaching in a temple that they built, actually. So there's this incredible spiritual richness which does radiate out from the land and from the buildings. And it's good nurturing food, organic food, much of it that they grow themselves. And you can see Maui on a good day. So it's really, really lovely.
Well, and one of the things that as a matter of fact, I'm actually, I'm going to be over there in August.
Oh, really?
One of the things that I love, and I want to make sure everyone has the website. So if you're listening to the show and you want to find out more, there's lots of information. You can go to cancer-retreats.org, cancer-retreats.org, and check it out. Is there, how do I want to say that? Is there sort of a criteria for the upcoming retreat, July 15th?
Criteria in terms of what, Dr. Pat?
In terms of people that can attend?
Well, most people after cancer are healthy, and they should be post-cancer treatment,
mm-hmm.
For sure, and not be on active chemotherapy,
right.
Unless they're living on the island, of course. That would make a difference because they could have access to their treatment people.
Exactly.
Yeah, and other than that, we just would like to embrace anybody that feels that this would be a nurturing environment for them. It's my first love. Working with cancer patients is my first love. And as you're going to talk to Karen next week, I understand. And
mm-hmm.
She also is a cancer survivor. So we have our intentions are really pure to include everyone who feels healthy enough to be there.
Well, what I want to do is I want to make sure everyone has this information. We're going to continue our conversation, but I want to make sure that if you have questions for Dr. Jean, that you give us a call. I know that many of you either know people that have had cancer, or perhaps yourselves are there and you have had cancer, and I know there are many questions that I have. So I'd like to give out the toll-free number just to see if there are questions that you may have that you want to ask. This is a special conversation with Dr. Jean. So the number here is toll-free, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny will get your questions. You don't have to come on air. You can just write them. You know, he can actually just write your questions down. But if you would like to come on air, we'll certainly bring you on. You know, I was looking, Dr. Jean, I was looking at the website, and I went to the Cancer Aftercare Retreats page.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike many other things that I've seen, the page starts out I will not die an unlived life.
Donna Markova's poem, isn't that wonderful?
Oh my gosh, I can't even read this. I mean, I'm trying to hold back my own tears.
Oh, do read it. It's my favorite.
I would love to read it because this is why this retreat center is so set apart. I will not die an unlived life, reclaiming purpose and passion. I will not live in fear or failing or catching on fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance to live, so that which came to me as seed goes to the next as blossom. And that which came to me as blossom goes on to fruit. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with Dr. Jean joining us today. We're talking about cancer after care retreats. The website is cancer-retreats.org. When we come back, we'll be talking more about what we've learned, what there is to learn, and how each of us can step into healing totally fulfilled. We'll be right back.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
The Empowerment Partnership. Empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Ready to put cancer behind you? Clarify your purpose in life after cancer. Learn new tools and take back your life. Rekindle your spirit and find support in peaceful Hawaii. Join the next retreat with Dr. Jean Achterberg at Kokolulu's Cancer After Care Retreat Center on the island of Hawaii, July 15th through the 27th. Space is limited, so call now 1-808-889-9893 or visit cancer-retreats.org. Aloha.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The folks at Enlightenment Card think so. While other credit cards channel their monies to faceless corporations, the Enlightenment Card has established over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further your own growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or to use them to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference. Will this save the world? Probably not. But it will send a message to corporate America that there are people who are paying attention to how money is being used. Join their community at enlightenmentcard.com. Again, that's enlightenmentcard.com. Enlightenmentcard.com.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Wow. Wow. I was just totally, totally blown away by that beautiful poem. Dr. Jean Achterberg is with us right now, and we're talking about the healing work that she does and how that work is brought to the public through the Kokolulu Healing Center, the Retreat Center. And we're talking about that because for me personally, I have, as I shared with my listeners, I have been dedicating my shows when I can to understanding what some of the alternatives are, especially alternative treatments for cancer and for people that have gone through the process and are now after cancer. They have lives that they are living, what it's like. And Dr. Jean, this is such an important conversation. And as I said before, we're going to be having you back to talk about care, alternative integrative care. That's a totally different show. Today's show is focused on aftercare, why it's important. I don't know about you, but the folks that I've known that have had cancer, after they've gone through, quote, the healing process, And they have to wake up every day. Some folks wake up in fear. Some folks wake up wondering if it will come back. Some folks wake up not sure of their footing. I mean, this is something for people that they live with all the time.
Exactly.
Can you tell our listeners in this aftercare retreat what they will experience?
Well, our intentions are to provide some tools for living and support, and drawing on the training and experience that we've had will be teaching specific tools such as guided imagery and relaxation and things like that for getting back into a full and passionate life. And also, we're focusing a little bit, too, on detoxification, because lots of times after cancer treatment, part of the issues are that you are really pretty toxic. And so we'll be doing things like body work, massage, heavy emphasis on Qigong, which is an incredible healing system from China. And it'll be an action-packed, relaxation-packed 2 weeks.
It is an amazing 2 weeks. I went to the website, and I want to just make sure everybody knows that you can go to the website, and it's cancer-retreats.org, and then click on the aftercare retreat button, which will actually take you to a page. And the program is called Rekindling the Spirit. And it is an aftercare program. And so if you go through, every day is really crafted here for you to take a look at. And what I love by day one, and I'm just going to share a little bit of this since it's on the internet already, Dr. Jean, okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. Okay. So what I wanted to say is day one, the introduction to spiritual unfolding. Wow. This is about bringing passion, meaning, and beauty back into your life. For so many people, Dr. Jean, especially some of the folks that I know that have gone through breast cancer and have gone through numerous operations, this whole idea of bringing beauty back into their lives is huge.
It is huge. It is huge, because we don't feel very beautiful after we've gone through that. And I think that we have to find new sources of beauty, like most of us do as we go into the second half of our lives. The currency that we had before when we were younger and healthy, we don't have that currency anymore. We have a different set of ideals and values, and need to begin to articulate them.
Most people coming out of cancer and living and thriving, it's about going through the process of reclaiming one's power. Because I don't know about you, but illness of any kind that really brings us to our knees has the effect of disempowering us. You know, we become vulnerable beyond what we actually have in terms of our own power. Cancer is one of those things.
It's a huge rite of passage, and I think people forget that. In other cultures where they have rites of passage, you go through and you come out better than you were before. better than before you entered, and you're wiser, and you can become an elder and a sage. And so thinking of this 2 weeks, thinking of the journey after cancer as a rite of passage, where you are more powerful than you ever were before, and what you've learned. We need to start telling our stories about these journeys, because it's a learning that you don't get in books. I'll tell you that right now.
No, we don't get them in books. And the other part of the story for me is that aftercare and after cancer is about living life to the fullest. And sometimes it gets difficult to do. So I want to ask you a question, because you've done this. Mm-hmm. Can you share some before and after stories with us, or at least one of them, of what you've experienced with people that come to the aftercare retreat, what they're like before, and what happens?
What happens is awesome, Dr. Pat. They basically come in, as you said, often scared, not knowing how to take the next step, not being able to see themselves as beautiful and wonderful. And I think there's power in group support. There's power in the healing environment and group support. By the end of the 2 weeks, it's a metamorphosis. And they become friends forever. So there's a bonding that goes on by being in this, you know, beautiful isolated spot with one another and sharing the deepest concerns, fondest memories, whatever seems to be appropriate at the time. And then walking out radiant and ready to get on with their lives.
That is invaluable. It is invaluable. So many people that share stories with me about going through the process of healing from cancer and then coming out, what they talk about is a very, very difficult time, not just for themselves, but their family members, who every time they look at them, looks at them as if, oh my God, is she going to get this again? Is he going to get this again? And there is a process here of really standing up and claiming one's power and taking the time to share in a phenomenal retreat, especially in Hawaii, especially with someone like yourself who has experienced this firsthand, is truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing.
Well, life again is never the same after cancer. I mean, it isn't. And like you said, people treat you differently. You've become a different person. People are afraid of you sometimes. They don't know what to say. And they do watch you. They watch carefully to see if you're going to have a recurrence. So, it's a powerful, can be a powerful journey. It can be an awful journey, but it can also be very powerful.
Well, you certainly have partnered with some folks that are doing amazing, amazing healing work. And, you know, this program is an educational program, and it also is a program which helps people answer the question, who am I? Where is my power? What is my beauty? Who are my teachers? Who are my friends? And explore what it means to heal, trusting, opening, emerging from fire, like the phoenix, finding community, nourishing the soul. I mean, this is all and just a few of the things that people will experience and will give them a platform to truly live a life of thriving.
Yes, and without fear of falling in the fire.
And I don't think any one of us wants to do that. I so want to thank you for joining us today, Dr. Jean. It's so important, the work that you're doing and what you stand for. So many people out there going through the process of cancer, some healing, some not. And many people living in fear about one of the most feared diseases, I think, of our time. And you have provided a platform to not only get rid of the fear, but as you said, show that you can have instantaneous healing.
Yeah, yes. And one other thing, if I have a second, I would also like to encourage healthcare professionals who are working with cancer to think about joining us in the workshop.
Yeah, and I would like to encourage you to do that as well. The number to call is 808-889-9893, 808-889-9893. If you're like me, you've got lots of questions. The website that you want to check out is cancer-retreats.org. My very special guest today, Dr. Jean Achterberg, has joined us, and you can find out more about her as well. I so love what you're doing and so appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it was my privilege. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. And folks, you're going to hear more about the retreat. This is so important for so many people. We'll be making sure we connect you and get you some information. All right, everyone, make yourselves a great day. And remember, BBS Radio tonight at 6. We'll see you then.